You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Alexandra Fernandez. Today in our studio with me, I have Rhonda Candy, the Executive Director of Martha's Table, here to chat with us about Martha's Table, what the organization does, as well as some new projects that the organization is working on. So thank you so much for joining me in studio today, Rhonda. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here. I'm excited to share with the community what we're doing here at Martha's Table.
Yes, and I'm very excited to hear more about it. So for people who maybe don't know too much about Martha's Table, which I doubt that there are many people like that, but what is Martha's Table? What's sort of your mission and what sort of resources and services do you provide for the Kingston community here?
Okay. Martha's Table is a community meal program. So for anyone that finds themselves in need, they're welcome to come to Martha's and pick up a fully prepared meal. And pre-pandemic and soon, we will have indoor service where people can relax in a warm or a cool setting, an environment that is welcoming and safe, and they can recharge and relax, make plans, make connections to other agencies. So it's a really a full community program.
Amazing. Thank you. Martha's Table has recently bought the property attached to where you currently reside as an organization, which has opened up as an emergency warming center. Can you tell us a little bit about starting this warming center, especially throughout the winter months now, too?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's been years in planning. Mm-hmm. We have pre-pandemic, we were at capacity, so we knew we needed to expand, but mm-hmm. we weren't sure how to do it. We have to, you know, be smart and strategic, find the right location. And you know, the right location is exactly where we were when the property came on the market. After much deliberation and planning, we decided to purchase it. So we now have the corner of Princess and Nelson. So we're very excited. People know where we are. And we've started the warming center, as you mentioned. The property needs so much work and so many renovations, but we have it, and it's the middle of winter. There's no way we weren't going to open the doors so mm-hmm. people could come in, get out of the cold, and maybe enjoy just a coffee or a tea, and then on their way. We hope in the spring that we'll be able to do a lot more of our renovations and have a bigger space for people to enjoy,
yeah.
you know, with maybe small tables and chairs that they can sit at. And short-term goals would be to have breakfast and lunch mm-hmm. Indoors as an option, and longer-term goals, maybe towards the end of the year, maybe a sit-down evening dinner as well. So three meals a day is something we did pre-pandemic. Mm-hmm. During the shutdowns and all the changes everybody had to live with, we had one meal a day. Mm-hmm. So this is really exciting to us, and we know how important the social connection is, people having a place to go, to meet with friends, to socialize.
Yeah.
And that was lacking mm-hmm. since March of 2020. So we're returning to that. And I know so many people that use Martha's Table are looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, well, exciting, but rewarding is part of the experience as well, that you know that you're working towards something that's going to have such a positive impact.
Definitely.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. That sounds amazing. And what was the pandemic sort of like for Martha's Table? You know, definitely mm-hmm. unfortunate to, yes, drop down to only the one meal a day. But, you know, there was a big increase in the amount of houseless people here in Kingston. You know, there's always been a housing crisis, honestly, anywhere in Canada, Ontario at this point, but yeah. Kingston's vacancy rate has dropped yet again. So what sort of like did the pandemic highlight, and not necessarily in a positive way, but what did it sort of highlight in our community with the amount, in regards to the amount of people accessing places like Martha's Table or even like other places too around the city? What was that like?
We always knew there were challenges, but even for us at the front line, we were almost scrambling mm-hmm. to meet the demand. As you mentioned, the number of people that are unhoused has, unofficial reports, it's tripled
wow.
since the pandemic. And we also started delivering meals door to door to people that couldn't leave home.
Oh, wow.
So okay. that was another area of outreach as we recognize as a dramatic need during the pandemic, and we'll continue it moving onward because we've seen the impact that it's made. So the number of people that are struggling has increased. And I mentioned social isolation. Mm-hmm. We've seen people spiraling in and not in a good way, mm-hmm. From lack of contact and lack of access to resources. So, I mean, for a long time, this is very basic, but there weren't public bathrooms for people to access. So, mm-hmm. so you know, from the basic human needs all the way up to, it's been quite a dramatic change the pandemic has brought to our city and to cities all around the country. So mm-hmm. people are struggling and it's rough.
Yeah. Thank you for just being able to share that and highlight that, make it something that we think about, that we take advantage of for sure. Mm-hmm. And what can people do, you know, if they are privileged enough to be able to help support Martha's Table or just like food banks, warming centers, shelters in general? What can people do? How can people help?
That's a great question. Community has been so supportive. Kingstonians are awesome. Mm-hmm. And at Martha's Table, we don't get government funding, so we rely completely on the community. And I know there's other agencies in a similar position. So if you're able to share, and, you know, you might say to yourself, well, I only have, you know, $5 or a smaller amount. Every dollar helps. Mm-hmm. And at Martha's, we spend them with that in mind, that every dollar is hard earned and we respect that and we try to stretch it as far as possible. You can also volunteer your time. So come in and offer, you know, 3 hours one day a week. And that's something that will benefit the entire community. You might be asked to help prepare food or help serve the food or help clean or make a, you know, take part in a project that's going on or maybe at a fundraising event. There's a lot of opportunity to take part and have an active role in helping people. So whether it's from funding to sharing your time, spreading the word, that's another way you can help that costs nothing, your time or your funding. Just tell friends, hey, did you hear about Martha's Table? They've expanded. Or did you hear about St. Vincent de Paul? They're expanding. Whatever the need might be, just you can share that with your community, whether it's through social media or in person. We never know what those connections will ripple out into.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. And, you know, if people do want to get involved and volunteer and, you know, spend some time at Martha's Table volunteering, how can they do that? What sort of process is that?
We've tried to keep it as seamless as possible, streamlined, easy to get in. If you visit our website at marthastable.ca, you can click on where it says volunteer sign in, and there's some forms for you to fill out, some training videos to watch, and a couple skill testing questions just to ensure that you've read the documents. And then you can call in and talk to our lead coordinator and see what the schedule is, if it matches up with your available time, and you're good to go.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we end off?
I really appreciate that your agency is helping, as I mentioned, spread the word, and it's always appreciated reaching out. Communities need to work together. Mm-hmm. My favorite phrase, maybe overused, is it takes a village. Mm-hmm. And this is part of how we get this done. So thank you to everyone here and to the community for their ongoing support. We've been doing this since 1997. So that's a lot of people helping other people.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you also for all the amazing work that you and everyone involved at Martha's Table does for Kingston.
Thank you.